Everybody, and welcome to the Artist First World Radio Network, home of the best new music you've never heard, and home of the best new talk shows you need to hear. Please don't forget to visit our archives page at www.artistfirst.com, where you can hear all our past shows for free and on demand. You are tuning in to the NHSCA Sports Hour. This show airs every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For more information about this show and listen to past shows for free, please visit artistfirst.com/nhsca.htm. And don't forget to follow Artist First on Twitter. You can find us under the Twitter handle at @artist_first. And now on to the show.
Good evening, high school sports fans across America. This is the NHSCA Sports Hour for March the 29th. I'm your host, Jeff Fisher. I'm the founder and editor-in-chief of High School Football America as we settle in for 2 hours of high school sports talk here on the Artist First Radio Network tonight. When we wrap things up here in 60 minutes, we roll it right into all high school football talk at the top of the hour, 7 o'clock Eastern Time, as we bring in High School Football America. Great show, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. But tonight's show is going to focus on championships. And the big event for the National High School Coaches Association every year is our National Wrestling Championships going on right now in Virginia Beach, Virginia. And we're going to have the founder of the NHSCA, Bob Ferraro, coming along in just a little bit to talk about what's going on there. But once again, it's going to be a record breaker as 2,679 wrestlers descend upon the convention center in Virginia Beach to figure out who's the best wrestler in the various weight classes across America. Just going to be a real fun weekend. Everything got underway yesterday, and a couple of things that can happen to look out for, and you can keep up with everything at nhsca.com, is we may crown another four-time champion. There's only been two in the history of the NHSCA's, which hit the 23rd year this year. Last year, we had Blake Rulo of Virginia from Matoka High School become an elite wrestler with four NHSCA championships. The year before that, 2010, John Tyler Beckwith of Green, New York, Green High School there, he became a four-time champ. And this year, Nick Herman out of Amarillo, Texas, Tecosa High School, he's got a shot. He's won three straight NHSCA national championships. He won the 119-pound weight class last year. He's a four-time state champ. He was voted the outstanding wrestler in the junior division last year, and looks like he's got a real shot at it. But again, quite a class of wrestlers there. So, you know, anything is possible. Anything can happen. And you'll hear Bob Ferraro in a little bit talk about how difficult it truly is to win an NHSCA national championship, our 23rd year in Virginia Beach. If you're in the area, you can buy tickets to watch 28 mats. There's going to be well over 3,000 wrestling matches conducted throughout the course of the weekend. The cost of tickets, $25 for adults, $12 for students. The wrestling begins every day at 9 o'clock, and we go right through to the senior championships, which will be taking place on Sunday. So lots of fun in Virginia Beach, and again, if you're in the area, check it out. If you're not in the area and you still want to watch some great wrestling, go to nhsca.com. All of the matches are streaming. You have 28 mats to choose from. There's daily passes, so just go to nhsca.com to learn a little bit more about that. And as we go through the course of this show, aside from having Bob Ferraro here, we're going to talk about the various weight classes. Again, you've got your freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior championships, plus the one-day middle school. So we'll talk about the four senior classes and what's going on there and some of the wrestlers to look for. And you'll have the brackets, and they'll be updated throughout the course of the day at nhsca.com. Want to thank all of our sponsors for tonight's show, including GTM Sportswear. GTM Sportswear sponsoring the Athlete of the Month. We just closed out the voting for March, but you can go to the website and click on Athlete of the Month and learn more about what's going to come up in April. We will have six nominees once again, plus announce who won it for the month of February and for the month of March coming up there. If you ever want to nominate one of your athletes, it's simple to do. Become a member of the NHSCA, and then you're able to nominate an athlete, a student athlete, and if you're just one of those that wants to kind of have fun and vote and find out who some of these great athletes are from around the country, go to NHSCA.com. But again, we want to thank GTM Sportswear for being the sponsor for several years for our Athlete of the Month. We also want to thank Mind of the Athlete, Dr. Jared Spencer, XCNation.com, the U.S. Navy, Cliff Keen, Dalamure, All-American Wrestling Supply, and Gatorade's G-Series. Going to take our first break. When we come back, we're going to Virginia Beach, Virginia, talking with the founder of the National High School Coaches Association, Bob Ferraro. He is a mat side watching all the action at the 23rd Annual National High School Wrestling Championships presented by the U.S. Navy and the NHSCA. That and more when we come back. You are listening to the NHSCA Sports Hour on the Artist First Radio Network.
The hottest technology in the world isn't being developed in Silicon Valley. In the United States Navy, more top secret technologies are being created than ever before. Incredible machines made of stealth materials that fly by themselves. The only problem with these incredible technologies? It's a shame the enemy can't see them. To learn more, call 1-800-USA-NAVY or visit Navy.com. Navy, accelerate your life.
If you don't clean up your room, the Board of Health is going to condemn it.
The Board of Health doesn't even know about your room. What's more, they don't care.
You know, if you keep making that face, it's going to freeze that way.
Not unless you're someplace really, really cold. Actually, a lot of the warnings moms hand out are exaggerated.
If you don't get your blood pressure checked, you could have high blood pressure, not even know it, and you could die from a stroke.
But she's right about that one. Call the American Heart Association or visit our website to learn more.
And as promised here on the NHSCA Sports Hour, tonight we're going to make our first stop where the center of the universe is this weekend for high school wrestling. It's the 23rd annual NHSCA National Wrestling Championships, and who better to talk about that than the guy that put it together years ago, and that is the founder of the NHSCA, Bob Ferraro, who's sitting mat side right now, catching a lot of action. Welcome to the show, Bob.
Thank you, Jeff.
Well, let's kind of, we've done this before, but let's talk about the growth, because once again this year you've got more competitors there in Virginia Beach than the year before. The last number I was given was 2,679 total entries in all of the five tournament divisions. So tell me a little bit about how happy you are that the event continues to grow.
Well, Jeff, as you know, with a bad economy, people are cutting back in many areas, but it seems as though they've pretty much will do anything, any sacrifice they have to make for their kids. You know, we have a big group from Alaska here. California has almost 75 kids. We have 47 states represented, and actually there's four countries, European countries, represented as well. So I'm just amazed that people will make such tremendous sacrifices so that their kids can have the experience of a lifetime.
And it's obviously not just the people and the kids, you know, making the sacrifices. Once again, the sponsors have played a big role, and I know how closely you work with everybody. So talk a little bit about how important it is that your sponsors and who's involved this year to make all this possible for these young men.
Yeah, it's very, very important, Jeff. We have everyone from, well, we still have our contract with the Navy SEALs, and they're here at a booth, and we're every hour making hourly announcements, and of course it's a very popular booth out in the hallway, but we also have A6, Cliff Keen Athletics, we have Worldwide, we have GTM, who's been a sponsor now for two or three years for us. But what's really great about it is the sponsors come, and they come to really enjoy the experience. You know, they do sell, they do make a lot of money, but more importantly, they're happy to be here. You know, it's unique because normally it's a very tough sell in a bad economy when you're asking people to come in and sponsor an event so that we can put on a high quality event. But in this situation, it's just overwhelming that they come in, great attitude, count me in forever, that type of thing, and it makes it very enjoyable for everyone.
Talking with Bob Ferraro, the founder of the National High School Coaches Association, the 23rd Annual National Wrestling Championships taking place in Virginia Beach this weekend, now through Sunday with the Senior Division Championships. I don't know if we've really ever talked about this on the air, Bob. I know you and I have personally talked about it, but kind of for the listeners, take us back to that very first one, because you tell an interesting story how you kind of had this dream and you thought, well, I'm going to throw something out there and see what happens, and we might have a couple of people show up. Share with the listeners really how far you've come and go back to that first year of the national championships.
Man, it's a crazy thing how it really evolved, but my son was going to be a senior in high school, and he had already won a state title his sophomore year. So I looked around for a national tournament where he could prepare for college. And I checked with five different organizations and told them that we would do all the work. If there's any profit at the end, they can keep it. This isn't about money. It's about an event that's desperately needed in the sport of wrestling to prepare high school wrestlers for the next level, for the NCAA someday. And as it turned out, you know, back then we didn't have the internet. So we did our mailings and did all the marketing and had a plan for an event that we really didn't know how many people were going to show up. It's the most difficult event that we've ever planned for, because you have to, when you don't have a track record, you have to use your imagination and say, well, you know, we hope to get this number. So we put the number 250 and thought that, you know, that would be realistic. So you had to be a state champion sometime during your career. And we ended up having six mats, had the referees, had the trainers, had all the event management. Well, when we left Lewisburg, Pennsylvania, we only had 52 entries that came through the mail. So we were thinking, oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
this is a three-day event. It's going to be a long 3 days to draw this thing out. And we were just hoping that certainly people were coming in at the door registering, because we did have an on-site registration. And fortunately for us, we ended up with the number was 262 entries total from 39 states. And with that came the high school coaches. And with that also came the college coaches, because they were the ones recruiting the high school seniors at that time. So it was from the first year on, it was an event for everyone. It was an event for the coaches. It was an event for the wrestlers. It was an event for the parents. And it certainly was an event for the college coaches, because this is the recruiting buffet. This is where the best of the best are going to be competing against each other. And till this day, 23 years later, a college wrestling coach will not give a scholarship. If they didn't sign the kid early, they will not give a scholarship until after this event. That's how much importance they put on this event, saying, and it's not just the great kids that get the scholarships. Sometimes it's an unknown. In fact, many times it's an unknown kid comes into the event and starts beating all the big names and gets the attention of all the college coaches. You know, this year's NCAA championship, of the 10 champions, nine of them competed in this event when they were in high school.
And
of the runner-ups, the 10 runner-ups, nine of them competed in this event. So I think last year's All-Americans, we didn't do the count this year, but last year we had 73 of the 80 All-Americans competed in this event. So it's a, you know, very prestigious, well-known, and exciting event as a spectator.
Yeah, and I was just going to ask you a couple of, you know, personal questions about how you kind of, you know, going in, you look at the brackets. Do you have any where you go, I want to see this kid. I've seen him for 3 years, and I want to see him as a senior. You got 28 mats there. How do you personally, as a fan, go there to enjoy it?
Well, we have the arena. We do it at the Virginia Beach Convention Center, which is a beautiful complex. We have 28 mats under one roof, but we do have it sectioned off by divisions. So we have the freshman division, the sophomore division, and the junior division going on for the first 3 days. Tomorrow, we will add the senior division, and then on Saturday, we'll have a one-day middle school nationals. And the way you actually view it is, depending on who you're looking for, it's very easy to locate that person. We have all the weight classes on the actual clocks, very visible. So if they want to see the 160-pound freshman division guy, they even know what mat he's going to be wrestling on because that's in the listed in the bracket. So it's very spectator-friendly. And that's really an accumulation of building it over the last 23 years. We finally got it down to where it's very, it's probably the most spectator-friendly event in the country.
Well, when you do something that long, it's trial and error, and then you get it right. Now, let's tell the listeners that you can also become a viewer if you're not in the Virginia Beach area. There are ways to watch everything, and they can do that through the high school television network. So tell them a little bit about how that works.
Absolutely. We are live streaming all 28 mats. We will have over 7,000 matches on video, and they can come in and get a day pass for $9.99, or they can get a five-day event pass for $24.99. So if you're a real wrestling fan and want to watch 5 days and want to see all the matches, you can do that. If you just are looking for your son, you can do that as well. So we try to make it affordable for everybody that can't be here supporting their son or child.
Well, at 7,000 matches, I think that truly is March Madness. We don't want to get into any trade infringements, but that many of matches, that's a lot going on. We kind of skipped off of something that I wanted to ask you, which is you were talking about the elite wrestlers that have taken part in the NHSCA National Championships. Once again, this year, for the third year in a row, you have a young man that has a shot at becoming a four-time NHSCA champion. His name is Nick Herman out of Amarillo, Texas, Tecosa High School. In 2010, John Tyler Beckwith of Green High School in New York became a four-time champ. Last year, Blake Rulo out of Virginia did the same thing. What does it mean to you to watch kids that come from that young freshman, that very green state, and grow up to this and become a four-time champ? And how important is it for your organization to have a four-time champ and a good list of solid wrestlers like that?
Well, it definitely provides an opportunity for everyone to see consistency. If you can come in here and win this event as a freshman, the first time you've ever been at the event, it's overwhelming. I mean, you see all these kids from all over the country. In our senior division this year, we have 16 four-time state champions. And I will predict that maybe we may have one win it. You know, I think you'll see early rounds. Sometimes their first two matches are already out of the tournament. And here they spent their whole career undefeated back in their hometown. So to see a kid come in here as a freshman, win the event, and then repeat it as a sophomore tells all the coaches that this kid is very consistent. He's very driven. He obviously sets his goal not to win the state tournament, but to come in here and win this national tournament. And to be able to do that three times is unheard of, let alone four times. And we never, ever dreamed that anyone would be able to do that. And here we are looking at our third guy, I believe, looking for his title.
Yeah, so let's kind of wrap things up here with a little bit of a look into the future. As you said, it's you've kind of gotten it to the point where it's working real well. What's the overall plan, you know, 5 years from now when you go to that? I don't know what the 30th anniversary is, but any things in the back of your mind where you're like, well, we could maybe tweak this to make it better, or we could do this, which would really make it a different event, but make it better?
Well, it's also on national television, the Senior Nationals. We do a professional production and broadcast, and last year I believe it was seen on 75 million homes, and this year it's going to probably hit that same number. But as far as improving, we ask the coaches, you know, for their advice and their suggestions. Is there anything we can do to make this better? Our attitude is, this is the wrestlers and the coaches' event, and the NHSCA is just conducting it for them. So they all take ownership. They all take a lot of pride in having input, and they know that their voices are heard. So, you know, we don't really know, and this is what we get the feedback from the coaches. You know, we think we have a perfect model here because last year they didn't suggest any changes, and they said we would, you know, racking our brains to think about it, but quite honestly, it's perfect the way it is right now. So it's taken 23 years to get here, We do have a 10-year contract with the Virginia Beach Convention Center, and we're on our second year of that 10-year contract. So we're going to be here for a while, and everyone is accustomed to working with each other, which really makes it run like clockwork. And we have the best people in the country doing what they do. You know, we have Gary Brunel, who's a guy with the computer, does the whole thing there. He's been, you know, NCAAs at the Olympics. He's been involved with that. We have the referees, the best in the country. I believe we have 27 states represented. They have a system of evaluating every year. You're ranked, and sometimes you're not invited back. As far as the broadcast, we have Jeff Blatnick, Olympic champion, who does the NCAA championships, and he also does the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And he's one of our color men that does the broadcast. So Sandy Stevens is the voice, and she does the NCAAs and the Olympics. So we have the best people in the wrestling community involved with this event, and they've been here, some of them, for 23 years.
Well, you know, that's what makes great events like this great. And Bob, congratulations once again. The 23rd year of this, it began as a dream, and now 2,679 wrestlers are there in Virginia Beach. And enjoy the weekend. I know you'll get a much-deserved couple days off after you leave there, but congratulations again on putting on an outstanding event, and thanks for joining us tonight in the show.
Well, thank you, Jeff, and congratulations once again to you and Trish.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the brackets. That and more when we come back. This is the NHSCA Sports Hour on the Artist First Radio Network.
The Navy Seahawk helicopter has a lift capacity of over 6,000 pounds. But when it comes to helping those around the world who need it most, they lift the hopes of millions. To learn more about how the Navy is the best place to do great things, call 1-800-USA-NAVY or visit Navy.com. It will do you and the world a load of good. Navy. Accelerate your life. You've heard of being named All-Conference, but only one organization has earned the classification of being All-World. The United States Navy. Whether it's humanitarian efforts, fighting terrorism, or protecting America's freedoms, the Navy is the team that helps us all win big. To learn how you can make it to the big league, call 1-800-USA-NAVY or visit Navy.com. Navy. Accelerate your life.
Not going to be all wrestling talk here tonight on the NHSCA Sports Hour. Coming up in about 5 to 6 minutes, we're going to bring in Rick Riccobono of USA Baseball talking about the National High School Invitational going on in Cary, North Carolina. 16 of the top high school baseball teams, including the number 1 and 2 teams, according to Baseball America, in the field. And Rick will stop by to talk about this first-time event that's attracting a lot of attention down in North Carolina this weekend. As a matter of fact, you can check out some of the top games on MajorLeagueBaseball.com. So just go to MLB.com. Don't forget, if you're sitting somewhere around America, not in Virginia Beach, and you want to catch the 23rd annual National High School Coaches Association National Wrestling Championships, you can do it by going to NHSCA.com. It's on the High School Television Network, and you can see all 28 mats of action, over 3,000 bouts throughout the weekend. So again, go to NHSCA.com to check things out there. Also coming up top of the hour, High School Football America, as we will check in on the states of California, Georgia, Ohio, and Utah. All that 7 o'clock High School Football America, so don't click away from the Artist First Radio Network tonight. Want to, as promised, take a look at some of the brackets for this weekend's wrestling, and it is underway. Everything's underway already as far as the sophomore and freshman, sophomore and junior classifications. The seniors will get started tomorrow, but the sophomore field is really pretty incredible, especially if you're someone that wants to try and get to become a four-time champ. You got to win it as a freshman, obviously. And again, just a reminder, Nick Herman of Amarillo, Texas, has a shot at becoming only the third all-time four-time champ in the history of the National High School Coaches Association National Wrestling Championships. But that freshman division last year was a good one, and it's made for a good sophomore field this year. It could possibly be the deepest in the history of the NHSCA's National Wrestling Championships, because we have at least eight returnees, including the wrestler voted the Outstanding Wrestler of the Year last year at the Freshman Nationals, Burke Paddock from Warsaw High School in New York. In the field, he won last year's 171-pound weight class, and he's one of two returning champions set to compete at 160 pounds this year in the Sophomore Nationals. Joining him at 160 pounds will be Nathan Merrick of Oklahoma City, Southmore High School there. He was the 145-pound freshman national champion last year, so that could be a big collision going on at 160 pounds this year. Paddock, who also took home his second Outstanding Wrestling Award last year, that's because he won the Outstanding Wrestler in the Middle School Nationals the year before that. He finished third in Division II in the state tournament at 170 pounds in New York last month. Merrick out of Oklahoma was the 6A state champion this year at 160 pounds, finishing the season with a 42-2 record. Now, three other champions from last year are entered in the field and have a shot. They're on track to become four-time state champions at the NHSCA's. We'll start with Alfred Bannister. He, 138-pounder. He's from Forestville, Maryland. He went to Bishop McNamara High School. Chip Ness at 160 pounds was a champ last year. He's from Buford, Georgia, Buford High School. And Jesse Webb was the 285-pound champ from Bennington, Vermont. He went to Mount Anthony High School, so they're all back in the field. Bannister from Maryland, what a sophomore season. 79-2, losing a tough 5-4 overtime tiebreaker to the national prep champ, Todd Preston of Blair Academy, who, by the way, is entered in the Senior Nationals. Ness, a great year, 45-0 in high school, winning the AA state title at 170 pounds in Georgia. And then there's Webb out of Vermont, helped Mount Anthony to its 24th consecutive state title, a record for state-sanctioned high schools. And he was 50-4 this last season, adding a fifth-place finish in the New England Championships to his second state title. So really an interesting class in the sophomore field. Again, to keep up throughout the weekend, all you have to do is go to nhsca.com. We have all of the brackets there for all tournament championships. Again, a record number of wrestlers this year in the field, 2,679 total entries in five tournament divisions. Just so big. And the junior class is even bigger than the sophomore class. 745 wrestlers are entered. Going to take our break when we come back. Going to switch away from wrestling for just a little bit. Going to head to the baseball diamond. When we come back, we're going to speak with Rick Riccobono of USA Baseball about the National High School Invitational going on in Cary, North Carolina. That plus more high school wrestling when we come back. This is the NHSCA Sports Hour on the Artist First Radio Network.
Pentec USA Electronic Percussion. American made and known around the world for durability, customer service, and free lifetime technical support. Call Pentec and talk to real people in South Carolina, USA. 800-445-0506. Ask Pentec if they can ship your order same day. Mention Artist First and get a 10% discount on orders placed direct to Pentec USA.
The hottest technology in the world isn't being developed in Silicon Valley. In the United States Navy, more top secret technologies are being created than ever before. Incredible machines made of stealth materials that fly by themselves. The only problem with these incredible technologies? It's a shame the enemy can't see them. To learn more, call 1-800-USA-NAVY or visit Navy.com. Navy. Accelerate your life.
Time to talk a little baseball here on the NHSCA Sports Hour tonight. And there is one big baseball tournament in North Carolina this weekend. It's called the National High School Invitational. 16 of the top teams from around the country participating. It's put together with USA Baseball, and Baseball America is involved there. And right now we have the event director coming in. He's also the director of development for USA Baseball, Rick Riccobono. And he's going to talk a little bit about this great event. Welcome to the show, Rick.
Thanks for having me on, Jeff.
Absolutely. Let's start talking first about the impetus for this idea. Obviously, everybody in America nowadays, no matter what the sport, if it's football, basketball, somebody's trying to crown a mythical national champ. It looks like you guys have gone a long way to bringing some of the top teams in the country to this. So where did the idea grow from?
Well, yeah, and it's an interesting, you know, the way it's been framed by a lot of people is, it's serving as a national championship. We don't quite see it that way. I mean, USA Baseball, we're the national governing body for baseball in the United States, and we're very well known, I believe, for our national team programming, the things we do with elite-level athletes, international teams at the amateur and then professional levels. Those teams actually provide us with a lot of interaction with the high school baseball community. That said, we never really had any opportunity for those high school teams, high school programs, to compete and participate with USA Baseball in an on-field way. So we really saw that as a need. We wanted to have some kind of interaction, an opportunity where not just individual athletes but high school programs themselves could participate with USA Baseball. You know, and kind of simultaneously, we took a look at the landscape. There's some really phenomenal regional tournaments out there. There's some pretty good national ones. But, you know, frankly, we felt like there was a little bit of a void and an opportunity for us as the NGB and with this phenomenal facility we have here in the town of Cary, North Carolina, to put on a truly national event. And that's kind of what we've got here. We've got 9 states represented, West Coast, East Coast, and from the Midwest. So we feel like a great representation from the best teams around the country. And, you know, we look at it kind of like Daytona running at the start of the season for NASCAR, if you will. You know, it is a huge event. We think it'll go a long way to determining who the national champion is, you know, by the various Baseball Americas and different entities out there. But, you know, for us, a national championship would be if you got all the state winners together at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's ever going to happen for so many different reasons. So, you know, the goal here is to get the best teams in the country together, and, you know, if people want to call them the national champions, that's fine for us. That the champion of our event will be a nice crown to have nonetheless.
Sure, and some of the top teams in the country are there, as Rick just said. Carroll, the number one team, according to Baseball America, out of Corpus Christi. Of course, we've had Coach Lee Yeager on the show in the past. Bishop Gorman, the number two team, is there. So you get this great idea, you put it together, then you have to go out and you have to find the teams, and obviously you wanted to go to the cream of the crop. What was the reaction when you first went out to some of these schools? Because you did a dandy job of getting some of the tops there.
Yeah, well, you know, to their credit, we've had a tremendous tremendous reaction, tremendous support from the larger high school community. We didn't get very many teams that declined. There were really only a couple. We did a good job, I think, of really getting out ahead of it and inviting teams and contacting them well ahead of time. For example, you know, we've already got 12 commitments for next year's event for 2013, and we really feel like it's important to do that outreach so far in advance. It allows teams to plan. It allows them to manipulate and change their schedule if they need to. And it allows just, you know, people to get excited about it. And when we came together with this concept, you know, coming to North Carolina at the start of the season, obviously hadn't been done before. But to their credit, the coaches kind of heard us out. You know, Baseball America is a big part of educating people what we were trying to do. And, you know, it was exceptionally well received by the high school community. And it, you know, if I'm being honest, the college community has been very supportive of the event. They're thrilled we're doing it. And, you know, the professional community certainly was very pleased that this – everyone kind of felt like this was a long time coming, and it was great to see somebody finally doing it. And, you know, we're going to have a great representation by the collegiate and the professional scouting community here at the event.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Rick Riccobono tonight on the NHSCA Sports Hour, talking about the National High School Invitational. It began yesterday in Cary, North Carolina. Tell the listeners a little bit about the format. How will this break out over the next 5 days?
Yeah, well, I think if we had our way, we'd run a nice 7-day tournament and really have pool play and get intricate with it in the way that we're used to internationally. We don't have that luxury. Obviously, some kids are having to miss a couple days of school. So we've got a 4-day tournament. The basic model is such that teams will play one game per day over the 4 games. All teams are guaranteed 4 games while they're here, and they'll obviously be very competitive teams just based on the participation that we have. But in terms of determining a champion, it's really just kind of a straight tournament bracket in that if you lose, as far as the championship goes, you're out. So, you know, imagine one regional of the NCAA basketball tournament, for example. It's just a straight bracket format, and, you know, somebody at the end of this thing will be 4-0, and they'll be our champion.
Talk a little bit about the importance of partnerships. Obviously, Baseball America at the top is there. We talked about the schools being very excited. Tell me a little bit about bringing together the sponsors and getting them on board.
Well, it's not so much sponsorship as it's partnership. And, you know, we sit in a unique position being the governing body and having support from so much of the amateur baseball community. But Baseball America, they're really the leader in amateur baseball and in professional baseball, we feel like, on the publication side. They do a great job with the pre-draft prospects and with the high school community. And having them on board was certainly very helpful in the process. And they've been working, you know, behind the scenes with us at really contacting schools and getting feedback and on players and different teams. And so they've been very important. You know, another one that's come on recently here is Major League Baseball Advanced Media. We've got a longstanding relationship with them since 2006, and we're very pleased. We actually sent a release out yesterday that seven of the games that are going to be taking place here at the NHSI will be broadcast live on the web at MLB.com and USABaseball.com. So Major League Baseball Advanced Media has been another critical partner for us, and we're very happy to have their support as well.
A couple of questions before we let you go here. You mentioned that you've already got some commitments for next year. What do you see as far as growth in this? Will it always be 16? Do you have some bigger plans? What's the five-year plan, if you will, for this?
Well, you know, that's a great question. We try to look at everything in that scope and 3 to 5 year plan. I mean, obviously we don't want to take any steps backwards, and we do want this to really be the premier event and to grow year after year. You know, that said, we want to be the best at everything we do. You know, we don't run 1,000 tournaments a weekend at every high school in the country. We really are very selective in where we put our resources. So specific to this, I don't necessarily see it being anything larger than a 16 team event, strictly because we want to be very sensitive to kids that are supposed to be in school, that have to miss school, and we're doing some things on site here relative to study hall time and Wi-Fi access and things of that nature so they can continue to be hooked in. But, you know, blowing it out to a larger event with more teams over a longer period of time is not necessarily in the cards. That's not to say we couldn't strategically look at some of the relationships out there that are already existing at a regional level, and as we begin to kind of grow our brand and grow the brand of the high school invitational to see if those opportunities might exist. But specific to the national event that'll take place here in Cary every year, you know, we're really looking at a 16-team format. And, you know, I think the key for us is, and we were very clear with the teams up front, that if we only got 12 really elite teams, then we would have a 12-team tournament. And if we had 8, it would be 8. We don't have any interest in going to 24 or 28 or something like that and starting watering down the competition. It's very, very important to us that this remains an elite-level event.
And let's wrap things up here with a little bit of a plug for the listeners that don't know about USA Baseball. Tell them a little bit about what your organization does and what it's all about.
Yeah, well, we're the national governing body, so we're a member of the United States Olympic Committee. We're not on the Olympic program, but we are an Olympic sport, so we've sent teams to Beijing most recently. We're also the organization, you know, we're charged with training, selecting, and then competing on behalf of the United States of America in all international competition, including the World Baseball Classic. So it's an exciting time for us, actually, right now, as this Major League season begins to get underway. It's kind of, we'll begin to draw our pool of athletes for next year's WBC. It'll take place in the spring of 2013, so certainly a very exciting time. But we're doing a lot of other things on the membership front. We launched our membership program last year. Really, we feel like a tremendous resource for athletes within the game of baseball to draw on med safety issues and some other things. And then, you know, we've got a series of events that we do, you know, throughout the year. So we really feel like we're continuing to grow as an organization. There's a lot of work being done out here at our complex to continue to just maintain and build upon the success we've had here early on in Cary. And, you know, it's an exciting time for USA Baseball.
And if you want to learn more, you can go to usabaseball.com. Rick, I know you're very, very busy. I appreciate you taking the time to join us here and educating the listeners a little bit about the National High School Invitational going on in Cary, North Carolina. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much, Jeff.
Yep, you're welcome. That is Rick Bono, and we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more wrestling from the national championships in Virginia Beach, Virginia. That and more when we come back. This is the NHSCA Sports Hour.
Look around you. 1 in 4 kids in the U.S. faces hunger. It's not always easy to see the signs, but in this land of plenty, there are kids who don't know where they'll get their next meal. Join Share Our Strength and take the pledge to end childhood hunger here in America by 2015. Learn how at nokidhungry.org. Their next meal could come from you.
Get not adjust your radio frequency. This is not a test. This is the Artist First Network. Cool.
Welcome to the Artist First Network, a weekly program featuring the best independent artist anywhere.
Damn it, get the hell out of my kitchen.
You just hit the Artist First Network. Now you're going to jail for assault.
This is the Artist First Network, the network of independent artists. Each week, the Artist First Network brings you the newest and brightest of independent and undiscovered artists.
Hi, the latest project was recorded. I can get through this. Can we keep it rolling?
Hi, this is Big Daddy. Big Daddy and the Generators. This next cut is called Baby, You're So Hot. Damn it, Jim. Alright, here, give me another crack at that one. Quit laughing at me.
Where's the web? I told you. www.artistfirst.com.
Welcome to the Artist First Network.
Just a reminder, top of the hour, we switch things over to all high school football on High School Football America. We're going to go to four states tonight, California, Georgia, Ohio, and Utah. From California, the newly retired head coach of Oaks Christian, Bill Riddell, who's done a wonderful job over the 12 years with that program that it's been in existence, making it a national power. There's been a lot of celebrities from the L.A. area that have played there, not only like Denzel Washington's son, but also Joe Montana's son, Nick, and Bill will talk about his time there at the head of the Oaks Christian program. We'll then go to Georgia to talk with Mickey Kahn, one of the top coaches in the state of Georgia. Grayson High School has a good shot at winning a mythical national championship this year. They won the Georgia 5A title last year, finishing number four in the nation, according to Max Preps, and Mickey will talk about his program and the number one player in the country that plays for the Rams. His name is Robert Kimdichie. That's, again, coming up at 7 o'clock on High School Football America. Ohio in the show also with Todd Filtz, new head coach at Canton McKinley, the seventh winningest coach, or I'm sorry, program in the history of high school football in America. And we'll wrap things up in Utah with Amy Donaldson, a reporter for the Deseret News, who's going to talk about a coach out there, very successful, but he's run into some problems. He's been suspended. We'll also talk about the expansion of classifications in the state of Utah. Again, that's coming up 7 o'clock, top of the hour here on the Artist First Radio Network, High School Football America. Now, don't forget, if you're not able to get to Virginia Beach to watch the NHSCA National Wrestling Championships, 23rd year for them, well, there is a way that you can watch it from the comfort of your home on your laptop. That's because for the third year in a row, the High School Television Network is producing a live webcast of the NHSCA National High School Wrestling Championships. And they're underway now, and you can actually see them on the web. High School Sports Television Network is performing the webcast on all 28 mats and for all of the divisions. Now, there's a full event pass. That's all 5 days, and that's $24.99 for the all event pass. Now, if you only want to watch it on one specific day, that costs $10. So go to NHSCA.com, and you'll see all the information there, how you can sign up and watch the webcast. Now, we did it a little bit earlier after talking with founder of the NHSCA, Bob Ferraro. We looked at the sophomore division, which is a really loaded division. But then, you know, I kind of have to check myself here because I'm not so sure that the junior nationals aren't the one loaded with talent. I guess the point is when you have so many state champs in one place, every division is loaded. But the junior division is the largest this year with 745 entries. Now, remember, there are 2,679 total entries at the tournament this year in the five tournament divisions. But lots of interesting things going on in the junior division. Two nationally ranked wrestlers who won national freshman and national sophomore championships over the past 2 years. They are back, and they hail from some of the nation's top programs. We'll start talking about the junior championships with Cole Hammond, 152-pounder from Bakersfield High School in California, state champion at that weight class this season. He's aiming to add that junior division title to his collection of winning two other championships as a freshman and a sophomore, and he won it at 145 pounds last year. Hammond helped the Drillers to a state runner-up finish this year. Now, his older brother, you may remember him from last year, Bryce, he was a seniors national champion last year at 160 pounds, and he's now wrestling in college at UC Bakersfield. One of the standouts for the St. Ed's program in Lakewood, Ohio, Dominic Abinader, who was a 182-pounder, was the sophomore nationals championship last year at 160 pounds. He won the freshman nationals at 152 in 2010, won his second state title this past season to lead the Eagles to their 15th Division I state championship in the last 16 years. So Dominic Abinader is someone you have to keep your eye on. I think that's Abinader, or maybe Abinader, but I apologize for that. But again, one of the top wrestlers. The 220-pound weight class in the Junior Nationals also receiving a huge boost with the commitment of three-time Missouri Class 4 state champion Jaden Cox of Columbia David Hickman High School, ranked number 4 nationally by Win Magazine. Cox finished 57-0 this year, and he's 95-0 the past two seasons. He was also a cadet national Greco-Roman champion last summer, so that junior division is really, really going to be something special. In all 8 sophomore national championships currently registered for a run at the junior division gold, the other sophomore division champions that are in the field this weekend at Virginia Beach at the Convention Center, Grant Lamont, 130-pounder from Spanish Fork in Utah. He is enrolled at Maple Mountain High School. He's a 2-time 4A state champ and entered at 138 this year. He finished 50-2 this past season in high school. Austin Matthews, 140-pound winner last year of Greenville, from Greenville, Pennsylvania, from Reynolds High School, is a 2-time AA state runner-up. He's ranked number 10 nationally by Win Magazine. He'll be at 145 this year. Nick Key of Scotland County High School in North Carolina entered at 160 pounds after winning it at 152 last year. He actually went up a weight to 170 pounds for the 4A state tournament. He dominated that weight class with a pin, a technical fall, and 2 major decisions to win his second state title with a perfect 50-0 record. And 160-pound defending champ Nicholas Zach of Jackson High School, I'm sorry, Liberty High School in Jackson, New Jersey. He's entered at 170 this year. He finished 6th in the state tournament this year with a record of 40 wins and only 5 losses. At 189 pounds last year, the champ was Nathan Rotert of Spearfish High School in South Dakota. He's ranked 8th nationally by Win Magazine, entered at 195 pounds this year. He won his first Class A state title this season with a record of 49-2. The other returning champ in the junior category, again, these are champs from last year as sophomores, Joe Bexley at 285. He's from Bremen High School in Georgia, looking for a little redemption after having to settle for a second place in the Class A state tournament this year. He was the state champion as a freshman and as a sophomore. So Joe looking to make a little bit of waves at the Junior Nationals this year again. Any information you need to know to follow the brackets, what's happening in Virginia Beach, just go to NHSCA.com. Again, if you want to tune in on the website, the High School Television Network is streaming all 28 mats, and the costs for that are also on the website, but it's $24.95 for the entire event and $10 per day. So check it out, NHSCA.com. Going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to look at the senior bracket and wrap things up on the NHSCA Sports Hour. You are listening to the Sports Hour on the Artist First Radio Network. Coming down the home stretch here on the NHSCA Sports Hour tonight. Don't forget, coming up at the top of the hour, High School Football America. And if you've been with us throughout the show, you've heard us talk to Bob Ferraro, the founder of the National High School Coaches Association, who 23 years ago started the National High School Wrestling Championships. It's now grown to the point where right now in Virginia Beach, in Virginia, we have 2,679 wrestlers entered in 5 tournament divisions, and it's just been really a great week so far, and we'll all culminate with the crowning of national champs. So we looked at the sophomore and the junior divisions, and it's time to wrap up here with the senior division, and you can't have the senior division talk without talking about a young man who can become just the third person in the history of the National High School Coaches Association National Wrestling Championships to win 4 titles at the high school level. His name is Nick Herman from Amarillo, Texas. He's from Tascosa High School. He's a four-time state champion in Texas. He was the outstanding wrestler in the junior division last year when he won the 119-pound title, and he has the opportunity to just join two other wrestlers who have been four-time champs. I think earlier in the show, a couple of times, I called John Tyler Beckwith. I didn't mean to say that. I was reading off a press release, and I saw the word join, and I thought it said John. But anyway, my apologies to Tyler, but Tyler Beckwith became the first four-time champion. That was back in 2010 when he was wrestling at Green High School in New York. And then last year, Blake Rollo of Matoka High School in Virginia became the second person to win four times, and Nick Herman has the opportunity to do it this weekend. To keep up with how Nick's doing, just go to NHSCA.com. We've got all the brackets there for you. Again, we mentioned it earlier, the High School Television Network also there. You can get event passes for $24.99, which allows you to watch all 28 mats and all of the matches. There's a daily pass for $10, so you can watch Nick Herman as he goes after his fourth NHSCA national championship, this time in the senior division. Now, you know, that's not the only bright spot in the senior division. If things really go according to plan, two of the best wrestlers in Florida and really the nation could square off at the senior nationals final at 160 pounds. Clark Glass of Brandon High School. You heard Russ Kozer talk about him a couple of weeks ago here on the show. He's one of two members of his high school team to win five state championships this year. Jordan Spiler of Orlando Pine Castle Christian School, a three-time state champion. They're both entered at the 160-pound weight class, so there's a possibility that we could see Clark Glass taking on Jordan Spiler, and that would be a real good matchup. Glass is Florida's Class 3A state champion. This year, he finished the season with a 60-1 record. He's signed with the University of Oklahoma. Spiler was the Class A champion at 170 pounds. He was 41-1. Glass is ranked number 4 nationally at 160 pounds. Spiler number 4 at 170 by Win Magazine. With 8 state championships between them, a championship match showdown could be one of the highlights of this Sunday when we wrap up with the senior division. Glass, a national juniors champion last year, headlines a group of 25 senior division entries who have won three or more state or national prep titles. The team that won the national championship this year, the mythical national championship, although they did take down St. Ed's of Ohio, Blair Academy out of New Jersey. Jeff Buxton's group did a great job, and they're well represented at the NHSCA Senior Nationals. Four-time national prep champion Mark Gray, the nation's top-ranked 132-pounder, is in the field, and he's one of three Bucks champions entered. Three-time national prep champion Todd Preston, we talked about him earlier, he's entered at 138 pounds, and Michael Mako, 182 pounds, won his first national prep title last month. They're in the field, so it should be fun to watch all of that. Now, Gray has some elite company at 132 pounds. Cole Mendenhall of Great Falls High School in Montana is a four-time state champion. R.J. LeBeef of Pomfret School in Connecticut, a four-time state champion. He's also a New England prep champion and a national place winner at 138 pounds. He's entered at that weight class, so that should be a real good one. And again, if you're not in Virginia Beach, you can't buy a ticket and go check this out. And by the way, the tickets are priced at $25 for adults and $12 for students. The wrestling begins each day at 9 o'clock in the morning, goes throughout the day. It's at the convention center there, as you heard Bob Ferraro say earlier. They're in the second year of a 10-year deal with the Virginia Beach Convention Center, and got a record number of wrestlers there with over 2,600, 47 states represented, three countries. It's a great thing, and if you can't get there, you can watch all of the matches on the High School Television Network. Go to NHSCA.com, and you can buy an event pass or a daily pass. They're priced for the event at $24.99 and $10 per day otherwise. So anyway, it's a lot of fun, and you know, kudos to Bob Ferraro, Bobby Ferraro, his son. They have just put together a wonderful event event over the last 23 years, and we wish him the best of luck and look forward to breaking things down on the show next week and telling you about who won and who some of the special people were that came out of the event. And, you know, if Nick Herman can do it and win his fourth straight NHSCA championship, well, we want to make sure that we have him on the show. So we'll also gun for that if he gets that championship. Again, coming up in just a few minutes, High School Football America, top of the hour, as we go to California, Ohio, Georgia, and Utah tonight to talk a lot of high school football, so stay tuned for that. Want to thank all of our sponsors on the show tonight, Gatorade's G-Series, XCNation.com, Mind of the Athlete, that's Dr. Jared Spencer. We have Dalamure, Cliff Keen, All-American Wrestling Supplies, the U.S. Navy, of course, the U.S. Navy and the SEALs, you know, greatly involved with the tournament down there in Virginia Beach, and we thank them each and every week for making this show possible. So don't go away, though, sports fans. We've got high school football coming up on the top of the hour. But for now, this is Jeff Fisher saying good night and good sports from Chicago. We'll talk to you next week on the NHSCA Sports Hour.